The Rotary Club of Sawa Senator has once again recognized community work and achievement with this year's Peace Builder Awards. The Rotary Club Peace Builder Award is presented each year to honor the United Nations International Day of Peace. The award recognizes the efforts of individuals, groups, or organizations residing, operating, or contributing to the Sawa Senator community who are actively fostering a peaceful culture and actively countering racism, violence, discrimination, bullying, corruption, and other factors that contribute to peace. The first award presented at the September 21st ceremony at Rotary Square was to Paul Madden for his dedication to the restoration and maintenance of Kin Village's courtyard garden, which transformed into a tranquil sanctuary for other residents. Madden moved to Kin Village's care home as his care needs grew. However, this transition occurred during the pandemic when family visits were restricted, and healthcare staff wore masks, making it a challenging adjustment. With the support of the care home staff, Madden gradually adapted and discovered the courtyard garden's significance. Recognizing its need for special attention, he willingly embraced the role of its caretaker amidst the changing lifestyle. "I have to put a lot of credit on all the volunteers that helped us at Kin Village," he said. "It was run down quite badly when I got there, and I just thought it would look nicer if we did some work on it. It looks twice as good now. People who are in the care home, they come out to the garden and sit. It's a nice place for them to be." The other award went to Delta Police Const. Mike Teggart for his role as the conduit between the Sawa Sen First Nation, TFN, and the DPD. "By combining aspects of conventional criminal justice with the principles of Indigenous community justice, Teggart's work enhanced the bond between law enforcement and the Indigenous community. I am honored and deeply grateful to receive this award," said Teggart. "This recognition is not just for me, but our entire team, who remains committed to serving TFN with the utmost respect for Indigenous history, traditions and culture. Together, we continue to build a progressive model honoring TFN's heritage and values."